Welcome to the WJBM Outdoor Show, brought to you by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. We're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers with a mission as simple, kill big deer. And joining us today, Mr. Brad Graham from Land and Home Real Estate. Brad, thanks for being here.
I'm happy to be here.
Yeah, man. So, a lot to cover. You're a man of many hats. I understand that you are on the Macoupin County Fair Board and a whole bunch of other stuff in Macoupin County. Why don't you start off with Land and Home and kind of just give us a overview of all these different hats that you're wearing?
So, I mean, if you want to start with Land and Home, you know, originally when I got into real estate, I predominantly did farm ground hunting property.
Mm-hmm.
So I came from a background of hunting.
Yes.
You know, my dad's been an outfitter for forever.
Mm-hmm.
He's 80 now.
Yeah.
Still doing it. Graham Outdoor Adventures. I had a dove club long time ago. And he's just been doing it. I've grown up with it. So that's what I knew. I had a buddy start me into real estate.
Mm-hmm.
And we just kind of went from there. And then times changed. Markets changed. So then we went from just doing land to residential.
Mm-hmm.
We did some commercial. We've done actually a pretty good amount of commercial, but mostly residential now and hunting property and farms.
Okay.
And along with auctions too, online auctions.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but we only do real estate auctions. We don't do personal property or any of that.
Okay.
And then it's just keeps progressing every day.
That's awesome.
Every day gets better.
Yeah, that's for sure. And so, fair board.
Yep. I've been on Macoupin County Fair Board for at least 10 years now. Not
okay.
sure exactly when. I'm very community driven.
Yes, sir.
You know, I like improving, helping out, volunteering, however, wherever I can.
Mm-hmm.
And anyone who's familiar with the Macoupin County Fair,
mm-hmm.
it has grown, and it is doing phenomenal. And this year is another record-breaking year that we had, which was just a few weeks ago.
Yeah, congratulations.
You know, yeah, we had Aaron Lewis there, and that concert was incredible. Just every night was great. You know, the people showed up. It was awesome. It was a great event.
Yeah. That's one of my favorite times this year or of the year is all the fairs. Brody, we've been taking him to tractor pulls all over.
Yep.
Yeah. And he loves it. I mean, yep. 2 years old and he just, the roar of the engine, he's got his little headset on, protect
his
ears.
On.
Yeah.
No, I love, you know, Harness Night's one of my favorites. It kind of kicks off our fair.
Mm-hmm.
And I love it just because, you know, when I was little, my grandparents used to take me to
mm-hmm.
every race. You know?
Yeah.
And I believe back then they were around noon.
Mm-hmm.
But I just, when I was a kid, that was just instilled in me. You know, I just love the harness racing.
Yeah.
So, and I still sponsor that personally for them still to this day.
Awesome.
And then, of course, you got to love tractor pull.
Uh-huh.
You know, you got to love, we know we started doing concerts a few years ago again. You got to love concert night.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Wednesday nights are pageant, which is a pretty good crowd as well.
Yeah.
You know, every night's a good. It was a good crowd.
Yeah. Aaron so. Lewis, is that probably the biggest known name that you guys have had in the concert there?
I would say majority of ours that we've had are 90s country.
Okay.
So we really kind of stepped out with Aaron Lewis, and, you know, it was a great concert.
I bet.
He did a phenomenal job.
I bet. I've seen lots of clips of stuff and stuff of him online, and he's...
Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, cool. So, all right, and then sounds like you're involved with kind of development community-wise in terms of zoning committee.
Yep. I think it was last year, I believe, I was nominated to be on the Carnville Zoning Committee. And like I said, like, you know, I'm very community-driven, you
mm-hmm.
know. And I was asked to be on there, and I agreed, and just kind of – seeing that side of things, I'm on the other side, you know, with real estate,
right.
you know, and zoning and this and that. And it's a different perspective of seeing on the other side of the zoning and, you know, special uses and the growth of a community and, you know, because everything's always changing, you know.
Right.
And I enjoy seeing that side of the zoning, you know, with the updates and what's coming up and what needs to remain the same, you know, because we are small towns, you know.
Right. And then that probably covers some infrastructure type stuff too, right?
Yep. Yep. Okay. You know, with rezoning stuff, you know, with Airbnbs and this and that, and, you know, just it's ever changing.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome, man.
It's fun.
So you're kind of uniquely in a position to help in your community quite well. I mean, fair board, zoning, real estate growth.
Yep.
What, where did you kind of get your passion for real estate? You said a buddy of yours kind of got you into it. And then where did things really kind of take off for you?
I've kind of always been interested in real estate, since, you know, high school.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know a whole lot about it. My mother was in banking for, I believe, 43 years.
Okay.
So I've kind of always knew how stuff worked, I guess you could say. But yeah. Obviously since then, since she's retired, the banking world is completely different.
Mm-hmm.
A lot more red tape, you know, just a lot of changes with the time.
Right.
So but from back then, I kind of was interested in it and it just kind of progressed. You know, like I said, from just specializing in hunting properties and to doing houses, we've done estates, you know, commercial prop. I mean, just that's the fun thing about real estate is it's always different.
Mm-hmm.
Every day is different.
Yeah.
You know, one day I could be doing paperwork all day. The next day I'm running, doing an interview. And the next thing I know, I got to run up to Petersburg,
right.
You know, just it's fun,
mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. From what I see.
You learn a lot. Yeah. I mean, you see a lot. You meet a lot of people. You see the stories, you know, first-time home buyers, investors, farmers, you know, expanding their operation, you know, outfitters wanting to expand. I mean, you see so much in real estate
mm-hmm.
that's not just focused on real estate.
Right.
You know? I feel like half the time, not half the time, but, you know, you're dealing with a lot of emotion with people, you know, they're spending a lot of money.
Yeah.
So being able to talk people through and work people through the process and how everything works is rewarding too, you know, because it's a big investment
mm-hmm.
from your first time buying a home to buying a multi-million dollar farm, you know.
Mm-hmm. You also,
there's a lot to it.
Over time, I'd imagine you're seeing stages of growth of people.
Yeah.
You know, watch a kid grow up, buy their first house, start a family.
Yep.
You know, move into the forever home.
Yep.
You know, just as people's needs change, I think that's kind of like a beautiful thing, you know?
Yeah. And you wouldn't really think of that when you first get into real estate. But it's the things you pick up and learn on the way, all the way through all this. Like, when we were talking earlier, you know, every day is different. Every day is new, you know, and we're very fortunate that we have been growing
mm-hmm.
at a pretty good rate.
Yeah.
You know, for the past, since we really launched this, you know, which we've had, you know, I had a franchise before and then we left the franchise because I had a different business model, different
mm-hmm.
vision for today's real estate, because it's not like it was 15, 20 years ago. It's not like it was 5 years ago.
Right.
You know, COVID.
Yeah.
Just say that one word. I mean, that changed the whole market. It changed the world. But the whole real estate market just completely different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's been something.
Awesome. Well, we're going to take a quick break, hear a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show, brought to you by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. We're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple: kill big deer. For those of you just joining, Brad Graham, Land and Home Real Estate, landandhomesales.com, here in the studio with us today. We were just talking a little bit about the beginnings of Land and Home and kind of, Brad, I just want to know, today's day and age, we talked about real estate constantly changing. How do you stay competitive?
Well, very difficult to do. The big thing is when you do something, you have to stick with it.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of agencies that have good ideas and they just don't stick for one reason or another.
Mm-hmm.
What I've seen is I've always focused on, I guess, the technology side mm-hmm. of real estate. I always like to stay on the forefront. I was one of the first ones to get my Part 107 drone license.
Okay.
I was one of the first ones around to do drone pictures, video mm-hmm. of properties.
Yeah.
And gone through a lot of drones. I may have had one fly away on me for no reason. Don't know where that ended up. But the technology and just drones alone has jumped and jumped every year, mm-hmm. you know. And then same with cameras. You know, we do our own in-house pictures.
Okay.
And he's an agent, Pat Wills, and he does a phenomenal job.
Yeah.
I mean, he is very particular, you know. Mm-hmm. When we do it, it's not just about the house. It's about the weather. It's about the clouds, mm-hmm. you know. There's a lot that we look at when we do it. And the same with drone. You know, I'm always watching the sky, like, too much sun, not good. You know, too cloudy, not good. You know?
Okay, yeah.
It just has to be right, you know. But that's where I guess we're a little different is we have it's all in-house. Mm-hmm. So we can go, if it's a good day, let's go. You know, we're not waiting on a videographer or, you know, photographer or whatever. But then with technology, you know, I remember when this is years ago, there was a statistic out there that 90% of all real estate deals came from the internet. And it was 90%, I believe, 90%. Well, I hate to say what it is today. It mm-hmm. has to be like 99.9.
Right.
You know, everything is based on social media, you know, YouTube, websites, MLS, you mm-hmm. know, which with us trying to be competitive out there, we're members of two MLSs, mm-hmm. you know. So Carlinville, where our main office is located, we're on the line for basically Marist and Capital Area, or our MLS.
Yep.
Like, we are the line.
Yeah.
So some of the brokerages are in one or the other. Mm-hmm. You know, I like to better, constantly improve.
Right.
So what that means is join both.
Right.
You know, I try to, when a client comes up to us and wants us to sell a property, you know, I'm going to give it 110%, mm-hmm. you know, with descriptions and, you know, with pictures, with our website. We have a new website, you know, mm-hmm. and the web, I hate to say how many new websites we've kind of gone through, but I'm always looking for that next.
Yeah.
I'm always wanting to improve.
This one is clean. This one yeah. looks real good.
Yeah.
Real sharp.
And that's the thing, you know, every day, every other day, I'm talking to someone there saying, can I do this? Can I do that?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're like, not yet. You know, we're not to that stage, you know, but I'm always saying, you know, what can we do now?
Right.
You know, and then about a year or two, time flies, but we've been doing 3D tours.
Mm-hmm.
So almost every property now gets a 3D tour,
mm-hmm.
you know, with a floor plan as well. So, I mean, back in the day, you used to get called like, hey, what's the size of that living room? We're looking at buying furniture. Well, now we have floor plan here. Here are the dimensions of that room.
Yeah.
You know, and it's just constant improvement,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's what I focus, you know, this whole brokerage on, you know, and someone told me this about a year or two ago, we're a boutique brokerage. And I never really thought of that. Mm-hmm. You know, we're not a big national brand. You know, I was a part of one at one point.
Right.
You know, we're not a big national brand. You know, we are focused on rural. You know, we are rural real estate.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we do small towns. We do farms. You know, we do online auctions. You know, we're just, our core value is small town.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll always be like that. That's, you know, I'm not going to go to St. Louis. You know, right. I'm not going to sell in big cities. I'm not going to do urban.
Right.
You know, born and raised in Carmelville, that's what I know. And that's what I'm, you know, we're Central Illinois. You know, we have three offices. The first one, you know, our main one's Carmelville.
Mm-hmm.
And then from Carmelville, I'll never forget, I had a good friend call me and said, hey, I'm thinking about, you know, coming over. Would you be interested in taking me on as an agent? I'm like, absolutely, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah.
And then he's like, well, would you be interested in taking more than just me? Like, would you take a team? You know, I'm like, that's new, but, you know, I'm willing to try. And I did. And we opened an office in Athens.
Okay.
And it worked out great. Mm-hmm. You know, couldn't have asked for anything better, you know, and I was pretty nervous. And it just kind of grew from there. The next thing I know, we went to Lincoln, opened mm-hmm. an office in Lincoln on the square.
Yeah.
And then we end up moving Athens' office to Petersburg Square, which we just did a few months ago.
Uh-huh.
And then now our main office, Carmelville, is on the square. So we're the three towns we're in are on the squares, which I thought was pretty cool.
Yeah.
And now where we're sitting, it's the constant growth. I keep saying growth because I couldn't have asked or imagined it being as well as it has been. But it's pretty simple. You know, all my agents, you know, if you have a question, call me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have a great relationship with every agent
mm-hmm.
that's different with a lot of places, you know, and that's why we've been picking up so many agents is because we have that personal touch. Like, you know, we're here, mm-hmm. I'm here, you know, to help whatever you need, mm-hmm. you know, and all of our agents are willing to help each other as well.
Yeah.
It's kind of like just like a big family, you know?
Yeah.
We're all friends, you know, and it's great. I mean, I couldn't imagine it being any better than that. And that's probably a good reason why we have grown to where we're at today.
Yeah.
And we'll keep growing.
Yeah.
So
that's awesome. It sounds like good organic growth.
Yep.
And that's, I mean, what business wouldn't want that?
Yep. You know, when we were growing at a pretty good rate, and everyone's like, hey, you don't want to get too big too fast. And I'm like, no, I'm fully aware. I've, you know.
Right. So I was like, this wasn't my exact plan.
Yeah, I'm not doing this on purpose, you know. Yeah. But, and, you know, like we talked earlier, no, I've already have the wheels are in motion for Missouri. You know, mm-hmm. I got everything in Missouri now. I just need to go get the licensing and get that figured out. And,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to start selling Missouri.
Okay.
You know, cause we're so close obviously to the mm-hmm. river and everywhere else, you know, for you and everything. And
yeah.
I've been going down to Lake of the Ozarks since the '90s, you know?
Right.
So I've always had a passion, for down there. And, you know, my goal one day is to be able to sell down there.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm trying to get built up to someday be able to, you know, sell down there, which love it down there.
Right. Well, with today's modern technology, the internet, as a small town brokerage, you're able to do that. You're
yeah.
able to provide that type of unique,
yeah.
you know, personal touch, you know, wherever you go.
You know, we don't have a big company to answer for, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We can do what we want to do, you
yeah.
know.
And
we have the freedom to do it, you know.
Yeah. In a past life, I wore a suit and tie, and one of the things that we evaluated with working with smaller companies is smaller companies more nimble and quick.
Yeah.
You can respond to the market more yep. quickly because there's less people that you have to, you know, clear it with. It's easier to implement because you just deal with, all right, this is what it is. This is what the real world is, not somebody, you know, making a memo. Mm-hmm. You know, this is just, this is how real world is. How are we going to, you know, solve problems? How are we going to move forward and, you know, create the best outcome for our customers?
Yep. And, it, you know, with us being in, you know, basically central Illinois, you know, with Carville, Lincoln, and Petersburg, we have that triangle there. And we cover everywhere north, in between, south. You know, we have a pretty good footprint there. And it gives you a different perspective on markets.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Lincoln market is going to be performing different than Carville.
Okay.
And the big thing now, and it's the same issue everywhere, is inventory.
Right.
The inventory is just so low. Yeah. And the thing is, if you have a home, a property that's competitively priced,
mm-hmm.
that is what people are looking for, it does not last.
Yeah.
It will not last. You know, that's when you do your coming soons or whatever, when you know you're going to have a bidding war. And then most likely, as long as you price it appropriately,
right,
as the big thing, you are probably going to get your asking, if not more. You know, mm-hmm. you might get way more than ask. But that's the big thing that people got to understand nowadays too, is price it appropriately. If you put a really high number on it, think you're going to get it, even though this market's different, you might be able to, or you might push people away and you might end up getting less than if you would have originally just priced it where it should have been.
Mm-hmm.
You know, create a little bit of a stir, do it coming soon, you know,
mm-hmm.
and then let the market decide.
Yeah.
It's just ever since COVID, it's been wild.
Yeah.
Between prices, between building prices, interest rates, you know, you got mm-hmm. people that bought a house during COVID that bought to buy.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they didn't love it, but you're paying back then 2-3% interest.
Right.
Well, now they're holding tight because they still got that awesome interest rate.
Mm-hmm.
So if they go to buy a property, it's going to be a property they love.
Yeah.
That they want, you know, because maybe they didn't love the house they bought before, but they bought to buy.
Right.
So there's real estate's unique nowadays. Yeah. Every day it seems like it's different. So,
and the cool thing, like different expressions that I hear from time to time, like the market is the market, which to me sounds like something I'd say. It sounds dumb. The market's the market. But in all actuality,
100%.
It's what the market is, what somebody will pay for it.
Yeah. So we've never had a short appraisal on any properties mm-hmm. in a long time. We've had two this week.
Yeah.
This week and last week. We had two short appraisals, which didn't make sense to me.
Right.
You know, but that, you know, also starts to tell you something, you know, that it's not what they're selling for is still a pretty good amount of money, but now people aren't, you know, which appraisers, you know.
Yeah. An appraisal is an opinion.
Yeah. That day.
Yep.
Just, I love farm ground.
Yeah.
And why? Because you could have multiple appraisers appraise that property, and I bet you almost every single one's going to have a different price.
Mm-hmm.
And just, that's why during COVID, so many, almost all of them, went to auction or private sale because mm-hmm. they were bringing a ridiculous amount of money,
mm-hmm.
you know, hunting property even. So back in the day, you know, hunting property used to always get listed. It never used to go to auction.
Right.
And then it went to auction and they're getting numbers that would just shock you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because that's recreational ground. That's hunting ground. There's not a whole lot of income-driven, you know, mm-hmm. property there unless there's a little bit of tillable. But, it's wild. But I'm starting to see now recreational ground starting to go back to listings again.
Yes.
It's a safer bet.
Right.
Because their buyer pool is just not like it used to be there that mm-hmm. I've seen. And it depends on where you're at. You know, when we're talking kind of where our area is. I'm not saying Missouri or anywhere else. It's not.
Yeah, I agree. I think with COVID, right in the main crux of it, when everybody was telling you what you can and can't do, where you can and can't go,
mm-hmm.
I think a lot of people were like, you know what? I'm going to buy a little rec piece, and I'm just going to go have fun.
Yeah.
Where nobody can tell me what to do.
Yep.
And I think that the price is I know they just shot up and up and up and up. It was almost like it brought a new dimension to outdoor activities. You saw license sales in various states go up for, turkey hunting, deer hunting, whatever. Yep. You saw land values go up. I mean, some of the best booking years for outfitters was right during that time when everybody was saying, you have to social distance. You have to wear a mask.
Yeah. Everybody wanted out of the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And they came straight to rural America.
People used to ask me all the time, because I've lived in a few different states now, but they would say, why do you live in Campsville, Illinois? And I just say, it's beautiful. It's peaceful. There's no stoplights. These are the things that I like. During COVID, I was getting phone calls like, how's the football team thinking about moving?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've never had that question from the time COVID started.
Yeah. And just like, with the real estate market, like you won't believe how many clients, people come up and they're like, hey, I want 10 acres. Hey, I want 5 acres. I want to build,
mm-hmm.
Or I just want to buy because building right now is
mm-hmm.
out of this world,
Yeah.
Still. It came down a little bit, I think. But, everyone's looking for that 5 or 10 acres,
mm-hmm.
And it seems like that's what everyone's looking for.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it don't matter where you're at, Don't matter if it's Carnarvon, Petersburg, Jerseyville, everyone's looking for that mm-hmm. small acreage, just so they have it if they want to build someday.
Right.
Yeah.
And just a place to go tool around on.
Yeah.
Have some fun.
Yep.
Side-by-sides are real popular these days.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
So, all right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, hear another word from our sponsors. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the WJBM Outdoor Show, brought to you by Midwest Tractor Sales in Jerseyville. We're coming to you from the WJBM studios in Jerseyville, the voice of the Tri-Counties. I'm Aaron Quillen. I operate Monarch Rivers, where the mission is simple. Kill big deer. Anyone just joining, Brad Graham, Land and Home Real Estate, landandhomesales.com is our guest. We've been talking a lot about real estate, small town. And, a rural real estate company like Land and Home having a personal touch. Now, one of the things that I find interesting is there became a big trend for online auctions or different land auctions. I understand that Land and Home, that capability is there. How would you describe the relevance of auctions when it comes to real estate sales?
Well, I'll start with this. We started doing online auctions when they first kind of started out.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone through a couple different platforms. I think we started with Proxibid, then we went to HiBid, which is where we're at now. But we were doing them when that wasn't a thing. Mm-hmm. It was still the old school auctions, which I still love today. You love someone going up there doing their chant, their yodel, whatever.
Yeah.
But we saw the writing on the wall, I think it's in 2014, is when we started doing online auctions.
Okay.
And just because, like I said before, I always want to be on the forefront of technology and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I saw it changing back then,
mm-hmm.
With how everything is with everything's progressing so quick. Mm-hmm. So we started doing online auctions, and we did several. We did several large ones, and we had some very big clients, and we did some pretty cool properties. Mm-hmm. And then when COVID hit, next thing you know, majority of your auction companies, if they weren't doing it, had to go to online to survive.
Mm-hmm.
But we were always, you know, we've been doing them for years by then, you know.
Yeah.
The big thing with us is we never really pushed them. I mean, we did, we still do several. But I always like to push traditional listings.
Mm-hmm.
But there is a time and place for online auction and mm-hmm. like farm ground.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're thinking about selling the farm, still to this day, mm-hmm. online auction is the way to go, or auction in general is right. the way to go.
Right.
You know, and it all depends on your neighbors, depends on, you know, the PI, depends on the dirt, depends on the farm.
Mm-hmm.
But the main thing is farmland, farms for online auction or for auctions.
Mm-hmm.
Now, houses, it depends. They don't perform as well. This is my opinion. They don't perform as well. Hunting property was doing, like we talked earlier, you know, mm-hmm. very well at auction during COVID and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm starting to see the transition back to listing. But
okay. So let me ask you this. We I know each farm is different and every client is different. But when someone comes to you, what are some of the things that you determine, you know, if this farm, or what are some of the things that help you determine whether this farm is more of a rec piece versus more of a agricultural piece?
Well, it depends on your percentage of timber or tillable or pasture or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it depends where it's at.
Mm-hmm.
It depends if there's a pond on it. You know, it depends if there's city water nearby. Depends
right.
if there's power nearby. You know, it seems like every time you look around, you see fiber optics going in everywhere, it seems like. So if there's fiber internet nearby, I mean, there's a lot of factors in that. And it's just like a farm, you know. You know, what's the slope? What's the PI?
Mm-hmm.
And is it pattern tiled, you know?
Right.
There's just a lot of factors into a farm,
right.
But with a rec, you know, another big thing is your timber stand, you know,
mm-hmm.
is it loaded with walnut? You know, is it loaded with, you know, beautiful oaks and, you know, mature oaks, you know,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of factors to look at, and your seasoned buyers know what they're looking at too. You mm-hmm. know, when I was selling a lot of hunting property and farm ground, you know, when I first started, you know, I had a timber guy usually with me. You know, and I had a good friend that was a timber guy, and he would show me, or he would teach me the trees and what they were, the species, by the bark,
mm-hmm.
not the leaf.
Right. Because
you don't have them all year round. So when I look at trees, I look at bark, you know.
Yeah.
And when I would look at a recreational property, I always had, for the most part, I had him with me until I knew what I was kind of looking at, but I always had him for value.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause there's obviously, there could be big money in timber on a recreational property. So there's a lot of factors in that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if someone's wanting to build, you know, slope, is there a flat enough place for it? You know?
I think that's the beauty of it. That's how I don't think AI can ever replace a real estate agent, right? A realtor, a broker, like some of these things for, you know, what's the best use for this property and kind of understanding that and walking them through the process, I think is, you know, I think that's a huge difference maker.
Oh yeah. Well, the big thing is too, is that property and your client, are they looking to build on it, or is it a hunter who wants a 40, an 80 or whatever, that he wants to be secluded? You know, he wants a creek nearby, he wants fields, you know, there's a lot to it, and it depends on your buyer too.
Right. Yeah, 100%. So as we're kind of on the theme of you know, the nuts and bolts of real estate, there's a lot of things, marketing, advertising, that have changed over the past several years. How has that impacted real estate, in your opinion?
it has a lot because your consumer, your client, your buyer, you know, they're finding properties differently than they used to back in the day. You know, back in the day, you used to get the paper out and, you know, look, see what was for sale.
Right.
You know, now you go on the internet and you got Zillow, Realtor, you got all these different websites that you have unlimited resources, it seems like, to find properties. But the big thing is, how do you get your property out there? You know, when it's a unique property, you know, if it's a recreational property or a, you know, a house or on 10, 15, 20, however many acres, you know, there's websites that we've always kind of ran with, you know, third party websites, you know, Facebook, you got to use Facebook. You know, we always use Facebook, you know, YouTube, you know, we're starting to get into, you know, YouTube and videos and all that. We've done them in the past. We kind of got away from it, but we're starting to bring that back on again. And your whole, everything advertising now, it's just different than it was before, you know, and, the MLSs, you know, you gotta be part of the MLS, it seems like, you know, for that not to be relevant, I don't see that happening anytime soon.
Right.
So that's why we're members of multiple MLSs. So my thing is, you know, if we have a property for sale, you know, my thing is everyone who wants to look at this property is going to be able to see it.
Right.
Now, if it sells or this or that, we know it's a price problem because we're putting it in front of people who are looking for that.
Right.
You know, and then the whole third-party website landscape has changed too. You know, there's been companies that have bought a lot of smaller companies out. What's the first thing they do? Jack up the price. You know, we've gone through all that, you know. We have mapping systems now. We use several of them, various ones, depends on what we're wanting to use it for. But we have mapping systems now, you know. There's just a lot. There's a lot of information. And real estate, you know, you want – if you're looking for a company or a broker, you want to know what they're going to provide you. It's not like it used to be back in the day when they simply put a sign in the yard and they enter it in the MLS and they move on down the road.
Right.
That's not – to have a good agent, a good company, that there's more to it than that. You know, and we've touched – I feel like we could talk about this for hours and hours and hours. We don't have that kind of time.
Right.
But the advertising and the marketing of real estate is just ever-changing. And you're going to market and advertise a house on State Street differently than, you know, 300 acres down the road or 160 tillable piece, you know.
Right.
Everything is different. And then, like, commercial. There's specialty websites for a commercial, you know, that you're not going to use for – a house.
Right.
Not that you're going to use for a farm, that you're going to use for commercial. And there's commercial buyers that go to these certain websites to look for what you have. So it's just, it's a constant moving target. But we've done it and done so many different property types that we have a good idea of what needs to go where, you know? And I'm not saying, you know, we're the experts, but we're not the best out there, you know, because you always have to be watching what's changing. Real estate's always changing. You got to just change with it.
Yeah.
So there might be a new website out there. You know, there might be a new program out there. Mapping. I don't know what's going on with mapping, but there's always a new up-to-date website with mapping and the best one out there.
Right.
So that's what I do every day is look at what's out there. What am I missing, you know? So
how do you provide your agents with the best ability to serve their
customers? And your clients, you know, to make sure your client is getting every dollar, you know, that they can out of their property and making sure you're taking care of them.
Yeah. Well, that's one of the things that I looked at really closely as I started to look into real estate. And, you know, you've got a lot of organizations out there that they put on a facade like, oh, we're big and fancy And in all reality, they're not doing anything that a rural realtor, real estate company.
So my favorite saying that so many people use is national advertising.
Yes.
I love it because, I mean, everything's national advertising. It's the internet. So, but it's how you use it. You know, there's all these third-party websites. You got to know where to put it and everything else, but it all goes to a national audience. You know, I'll use Carnville, for example. You won't believe how many out-of-state buyers we have now coming from all over. Yeah. You know, we have one right now coming from Missouri.
Yeah.
You know.
That's reverse migration, right?
Yeah, right. I know. Yeah. But what also helps with that is the technology, and I mentioned it earlier, with our 3D tours. Yeah. You won't believe how many properties we've sold in the past, I'll just say the past year, that they didn't come look at the house. First time they saw the house is when they closed on it because they went through our 3D tour. They can walk through the house, you know, do whatever they need to do, look at, see it, you know, measurements, you know, everything. And the first time they see the property is at closing. You know, that's happened countless times in the past year, and it just blows my mind.
Yeah.
But that's where we're at in real estate now. You know, that wasn't 10 years ago.
Yeah.
You know, wet signatures on a contract, that's rare nowadays. Right. You know, everything's e-sign. You know, everything's instant.
Yeah.
You know, closings. You used to always have your buyer, sellers, and your agents, and your, you know, whatever. One or the other parties is usually not there, it seems like, nowadays. Or they don't show up, you know, and it's all just done, you know, e-sign, wire, and all that.
Right.
It's just the landscape has changed a lot.
Yeah.
In a few amount of years.
Yeah. Well, I you know, as I was making my decision to get a real estate license, there were some factors that I was considering that, you know, I didn't quite know what I was getting into. I've done tons of sales. I've done high level sales. I sell, you know, deer hunts for a living. I take people, I see it through with the service. But the thing that stood out to me was that I had been working with landowners in the same capacity from a real estate to a lease to trying to understand their needs. And one of my hunters, who's a real estate guy out of Georgia, I mean, he had been pushing me for years. And so, you know, when we sat down, I found a lot of integrity in the way that you communicated with me. And, you know, integrity can often be a problem in real estate. So many times people, I think they're smart enough. They'll catch on. A lot of realtors tend to make it about their commission.
Yeah.
And I'm very like-minded to yourself to where I just like helping people. I like solving problems. Real estate has a lot of complex problems.
Yeah, it can. Yeah.
So it can be challenging. And in the real estate transactions that I had done, I'd walked away with a feeling of, okay, a lot of times integrity is lacking. And in just the pieces I've bought, I've run into some problems.
Yeah.
And so it's given me some real experience and kind of created a need within myself to where, wow, I can help people solve problems like this. And I really appreciated that aspect. So for me, it made it a really easy decision as to why I wanted to represent Land and Home opposed to anywhere else is that right there. So kind of like you said, you know, we're a rural real estate company and the idea is to help people out. The tools are available for the small guy in this atmosphere with the internet and all the resources out there. So, you know, I'm very appreciative that I've been given this opportunity. I really look forward to working with you guys.
No, I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm ready to get going.
Yeah. So if you're hearing that right out there, y'all, I'm going to be working with landandhomesales.com. So it's going to be great. And you all want to go out there, the bio up will be up soon. Check it out. But took me a while to get you in here, and I appreciate you coming in.
I'm more of a behind-the-scenes guy. I'm not in-your-face interview guy. I just
But that matters more than you would even know. You know, the in-your-face, that's a lot of energy wasted. You could be doing work rather than kind of projecting, oh, I'm this, I'm that. That's one of the great qualities that you have, man.
Yeah, that's I'm not in your face kind of person.
Right, right, exactly. So appreciate that, and I think that's probably a big reason that the business has grown so much, and looking forward to continued growth.
Yeah, can't wait.
Yeah, well, thanks again for being here.
Yep.
All right, appreciate you.